that you could leave her, as some foolish disagreement made you blind. If you traveled round this world, you wouldn't find another girl could hold a candle to the gal you left behind. And boy, she's carrying the torch for you. Though silent tears may fall, you'll never know. But on the day that you discover how much you really love her, you'll find her love has never lost its glow. She believed you when you pledged her your devotion. Then she watched you as you walked right out the door. After all that she's been through, tonight she still believes in you as she stands there all alone upon the shore. And boy, she's carrying the torch for you. Though her heart may break, you'd never know. But on the day that you discover how much you really love her, find her love has never lost its glow. You know, I still remember the first time I ever saw her. You see, I was coming home from overseas, and well, she was just standing there as the ship was coming in. Well, she really stood out from the crowd, I can tell you that. And the golden light of dawn was gleaming in her eyes. Well, there's some folks that call her proud, and there's some folks that call her wild, and there's some that even go so far as to call her free. And then there's some, well, they just call her the Statue of Liberty. And boy, she's carrying the torch for you. Thank you. Her love light shines for all this world to see.
Thank you very much.
When you decide,
thank you.
Find a way to love. She wants you just to know.
Friends, I don't always listen to the radio, but when I do, it's WMUC-FM, College Park. Dave's record collection on a Saturday evening on the 4th of July, 2026, which is the 205th 50th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And we're going to do all American songs tonight. And this is an annual program. Well, actually, I don't do it every year, but most years. 4th of July celebration for Dave's record collection. When I'm in town, I do it. Fleetwood Mac with Albatross from English Rose. Kiki Friedman carrying the torch from one good American to another, leaving us off. Joe Jackson with Statue of Liberty. Testimonial Dinner, the songs of XTC, released in 1995. That was an XTC song. Nice cover there. Heather Eatman, from her Mascara Falls release, we heard Miss Liberty. Sean Colvin giving us Paul Simon's American Tune from Uncovered from 2015. Simon and Garfunkel preceding with America from Bookends. That goes back to 1968. And Janice Ian opening the set, Searching for America from the album Hunger from 1997. We're going to continue in the American tradition here with some more immigrant like songs in the next set. And I'll be with you all the way till 10 o'clock, and we'll probably have a little overtime tonight. So stay tuned. WMUC-FM College Park. This is Dave's Record Collection, 90.5 FM.
America. positive feeling. I knew I was on the right track when a Flat Earth Society member told me I must turn back. He said I'd reach the abyss and I'd keep on going down. So I gave him my last pencil and I flattened him to the ground. Then an army of Christian soldiers broke through the ranks and charged with their ice cream vendor buddies and the milky toast real god. They had wheelbarrows full of elastic and paper mache hearts and things I did not recognize impaled upon their darts. And when the mighty chains of darkness had me on the ropes, everyone said quit now, but that's when I found hope. Yeah, that's when I found hope. So please don't tell Columbus, some tell his queen for sure, that I had the accurate compass and I discovered America. So please don't tell Columbus, don't tell his queen for sure, that I had the accurate compass and I discovered America. Yeah, I discovered America. Yeah, I discovered America. Yeah, I discovered America.
America, you get plenty food to eat. Won't have to run through the jungle and scuff up your feet. You'll just sing about Jesus and drink wine all day. It's gonna be great to be an American. Ain't no lions or tigers, ain't no mamba snake, just a sweet watermelon and the buckwheat cake. Everybody is happy as a man can be. Climb aboard, little children, sail away with me.
Sail away, America, every man is free to take care of his home and his family. You be happy as a monkey and a monkey tree. Be American, sail away. Sail away, we will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay. Sail away, sail away, we will cross the mighty ocean into Charleston Bay.
Sail away,
sail away.
the immigrants. Who are they? Where did they come from? Why did they come? From every direction and continent they came, answering Miss Liberty's call. Send me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. She lifts her lamp beside the golden door, and from the teeming shores, the wretched refuse came like hungry mosquitoes to the yellow porch light of freedom. This week on The Immigrants, The Hillbillies. And now your host, Gregory Puck.
From every hillside in Europe, discontented hillbillies voice their dissatisfaction with living overseas. From Switzerland.
I don't like it here in Switzerland.
The pants are too short.
Yeah, and those frog skiers coming over the hills causing trouble.
The cheese got holes in it.
And hell, I'm a Baptist. I don't want to guard no pope.
Yeah, in America they got cheese in aerosol cans.
From France.
I don't like it here in France. Everyone's so snotty.
Yeah, I can't read the menus.
And everything here is so expensive.
In America, you don't have to dress up, and you can get Levi's real cheap.
From Italy.
I don't like it here in Italy.
I'm tired of sharecropping grapes.
Yeah, and losing our land to those big olive oil barons.
Yeah, I got six little bambinas and a fat mama mia. And I can't hardly make it on the lira I earn here.
Yeah, and here you can't get no D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
And so the Great Migration began. Throughout Europe, the roads were choked with hillbillies from every country.
Howdy. Going west?
Yep.
Where you from?
I'm from the Urals, out Russia way.
The Urals? I got some kin up there. Do you know the Fedeyevich family?
Yeah, Natasha Jean's a good friend of mine.
She is? Well, she's my cousin. Well, where you headed out west?
America. I hear the streets are paved with coal.
Yep, it's true. And they got showers and real good telephone service, too.
From such diverse seaports as Southampton, Rotterdam, and Marseille, they embarked on the arduous sea journey that would cost some of them their lives and many their lunch.
Hey, strap that mattress to the side of the ship.
All right, Paul.
Grandma, you ride up on top.
On the top?
Mm-hmm.
In dark, dank, smelly steerage compartments, they huddled through the voyage, confiding in each other their pitiful hopes and dreams for the new land.
Boy, I'm going to love it in America. I hear they got eggplants the size of your head. I'm going to pick me up a whole armload of eggplants and squash them all over my face. I'm going to hit myself in the head with big aubergines. Oh, yeah, I'm going to roll around in them.
Eggplants the size of your head?
Yep, and they got goiters as big as eggplants.
Why, they got heads big as your goiter.
And eggs the size of headplants.
I'm going to get me a 56 Ford and put it up on blocks right on my front lawn.
I'm going to get me a pickup truck and drive up and down the main street as long as I like.
Yeah, and they got fine schools there, too. You can go right on up through the first grade.
Not me. I'm just going to hang around bus stations, spitting and picking my nose.
Oh, and there's lots of old refrigerators for the kids to play in.
Say, friend, you want to move that fuzzy duffel bag so I can sit down?
That's no duffel bag. That's my daughter, Fuzzy Mae. But you can sit on her just the same.
Hey! Knock off that whispering down there and keep rowing, or I'll crack this whip till your necks turn red.
Red, Nick? What kind of cracker's that?
The hazardous journey was made even worse by the choking dust storms that plagued them every nautical mile of the way. After two long days at sea, a sharp-eyed hillbilly lookout with bad teeth sighted land. But didn't think it was important enough to mention.
Hey, we're sinking!
What?
Women and children first!
We're sinking!
Unstrap that mattress!
What?
Hand me that fuzzy duffel bag!
Oh, we're sinking!
And so as their ship slowly sank in New York Harbor, the happy hordes of homely, humble hillbillies hot-footed hillward. But first, a short stop at Ellis Island, where helpful immigration officials welcomed the new arrivals.
Hey, you, Slimeface, you're next.
Oh, me?
Yeah, race?
Hillbilly.
Country of origin?
Italy.
Name?
Name's Michelangelo Buonarroti.
Well, what kind of moniker is that for an American? From now on, you're MC Boone.
Hey, you just stamped my hand.
That's so if you go out, you can come back in again.
Oh, I see.
Next, name?
Claude Debussy.
Hey, Boone, wait.
Huh?
You got your duffel bag.
Oh, come on, fuzzy mate.
Debussy, you're Clyde Devons.
Having completed processing, the friendships made on shipboard ended as they headed for their different destinations.
Say, taxi!
Where are you headed?
Paris Island.
I'm headed for Fort Leonard Wood.
Fort Knox for me.
I'm going to Lackland Air Force Base. Say, you mind if I strap my mattress to the side of the taxi? Grandma, you ride up on top.
On top, you coming, Lem?
Nope, not me. I'm just going to hang around this here bus station, spitting and picking my nose.
Well, if you're going to sit on that fuzzy duffel bag, don't be flicking boogers on it.
And so they travel, first into the heartland, and then into the heart of America, where their contributions are woven into the fabric of American culture. Hush puppies, rickets, rotten teeth, mental retardation, coitus, incest, genetic inferiority, black lung disease, fender skirts, cancer of the lip. The list goes on and on. And of course, who can forget those noteworthy Americans who proudly call themselves Hicks, Crackers, Rednecks, Hillbillies, Minnie Pearl, Gomer Pyle, Andy Griffith, Robert and Jim Mitchum, Patsy Cline, Buddy Ebsen, Buddy Hackett, the Hills Brothers, the Bond Brothers, Julian and Gary U.S., Arthur Hillbilly Gene King, Mel Torme, the players and coaches of the Miami Dolphins, Billy Graham, Tex Ritter, and that's when I woke up.
Give me your heart, your of a passenger to be free. The wretched wreckage of your teeming shore.
Next week, on The Immigrants, The Albinos, The Pale Pink-Eyed People.
tears and the sea rules in, washing away nearly all my sins, living in a city of immigrants. City of black, city of white, city of light.
Cab, he starts driving, he says, I smell. I tell him he's a dog and he should die and go to hell. Really, it's the same as being back in Pakistan. Everyone is crazy and you do the best you can. So I drive and 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 I drive. Gets in my cab, he takes me deep in Chinatown. He stiffs me like a bastard and he's nowhere to be found. I'm dreaming of America, the place to make my life, as soon as I am sending for my children and my wife. So I drive and 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 I drive. He says, go back from where you came. He doesn't like my accent and he can't pronounce my name. I love the Dallas Cowboys, they're America's team. That's why I bought this Stetson to step into a dream. So I drive and 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 I drive. So I drive and 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 I drive. We'll be right back.
dawn's early light. What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. The rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the and the home of the brave.
Independence Day, on the 200th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Hope everyone is safe and enjoying themselves on this great weekend. The band with Islands providing the background music. And you are listening to Dave's Record Collection, only here on WMUC-FM College Park, providing you with American tunes this evening, leaving off with Medallion from Largo, featuring Willie Nile and others from a wonderful collection from members of the Hooters and other guests. It came out in 1997 and is just a wonderful piece of work, I think. Steve Earle, City of Immigrants from Washington Square Serenade, going back to 2007. National Lampoon, this goes out to Victor, longtime listener from downtown Silver Spring. The Immigrants, the Hillbillies, from the Best of National Lampoon. Sonny Terry, along with Brownie McGee, with Randy Newman's Sail Away, recorded in 1973. Arlo Guthrie's on that recording as well. And Graham Parker, I Discovered America, from the album Don't Tell Columbus, released in 2007. And that's what we've been listening to. We got more for you. John Prine had a song that was released on The Missing Years as a bonus track when it went to vinyl. We're going to start the next set with that. I'll be with you till 10 o'clock. Hope everyone's having a good evening and continue to be safe as we celebrate the 4th of July on Dave's Record Collection. Stay tuned. WMUC-FM College Park.
Sky had set in for a storm in the making. I relaxed as I sat up in our three-room flat while my wife was in the kitchen baking. Thoughts passed through my mind of no special kind, like faces that look like the others. Tomorrow, they say, is Independence Day, and I guess we'll go eat at my brother's. Now believe that a thought has just gotten caught in a place where words can't surround it. It concerns the years past and the shadows it casts in my path as I walk around it. The 3rd of July in a cool, cloudy sky. It's set in for a storm in the making. Now relaxed as I sat up in our three-room flat while my wife was in the kitchen baking. Thoughts pass through my mind of no special kind, like faces that look like the others. Tomorrow, they say, is Independence Day, and I guess we'll go eat at my brother's.
Said goodbye, baby. My boat sails today, and what will be carrying, you know I can't say. But we'll meet here for coffee the night I arrive, June 25th at the 4th of July. On June 25th at the 4th of July, wait for me, baby, and baby, don't cry. And I'll bring back more money than money can buy. June 25th at the 4th of July. Thank you. Some say he went down in a Florida gale. Some say he died in a Panama jail. Some say he got rich and forgot his goodbye. And June 25th at the 4th of July. So she sits in the back booth where they sat before, drinking coffee con leche and watching the door. And she's rocking her baby to this lullaby. June 25th at the 4th of July. Singing June 25th at the 4th of July. Wait for me, baby, and baby, don't cry. And I'll bring back more money than money can buy. June 25th and the 4th of July. June 25th at the 4th of July.
Water. He was standing with a big crab walk the sidewalks. No, the streets get goddamn cold. And I see, yes, I see, yes, I see, on the fourth day of July. And I see, yes, I see, on the fourth day of July. We have hunger.
Thank you.
to share.
You were pretty as can be, sitting in the front seat, looking at me, telling me you love me and you're happy to be with me on the 4th of July. Sorry, stranglehold to the stereo, couldn't take no more of that rock and roll. So we put on a little Joe Jones and just sang along. He stopped loving her today. They placed a wreath upon his door. Soon they'll carry him away. But he stopped loving her today. When are we going to get paid for this, you reckon?
Forcing the light to all those stony faces left stranded on this warm July.
And the boys from the casino dance with their shirts open like Latin lovers on the shore,
chasing all those silly New York virgins by the score.
The aurora is rising behind us. Those pier lights are carnival life forever. Oh, love me tonight. I promise I'll love you forever.
I was seeing lost her desire for me. I spoke with her last night. She said she won't set herself on fire for me anymore.
Did you hear the cops finally busted Madame Marie for telling fortunes better than they do?
For me, this boardwalk life's through.
You ought to quit this scene too.